No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't put aside the fact that Devona was pregnant. It should have been impossible. After all, she's a half-vampire, and I'm dead, meaning that I'm not functional in certain key biological areas, if you catch my drift. But not long ago, I'd helped recover a stolen artifact for Edrigu, the Dark Lord who rules the dead, and he'd rewarded me with a magical coin that could grant me one day, and one day only, of mortal life again. I used the coin, and afterward I was able to, get back in the game, so to speak. In the end, we managed to accomplish our goal, and with a little bit of help from a fertility spell provided by Papa Chatha, Devona had conceived. So while I'm certain I'd have been hesitant for Devona to spring into action even if her pregnancy had been a normal one, the fact that it was literally a once-in-a-lifetime event made me even more reluctant to see her rush into a street full of homicidal monsters. And yet, we needed to get across the street and enter the House of Dark Delights.
Don't worry, Matt. I'll be okay.
The three of us turned to look and saw a hulking female hide, like those rioting out in the street. The same bestial aspect and mismatched limbs, the same madness gleaming in her eyes. But there was one important difference. This creature had no skin.
What do we have here? You three need to join the party!
She leaned forward, and I thought at first she was going to attack us, but instead she opened her mouth wide and breathed on us. The hide straightened and watched us for a moment, almost as if she were waiting for something to happen. When nothing did, she scowled.
What's wrong? Why haven't you changed?
Well, Glacine, I'm a zombie, so I only breathe in order to take in enough air to speak. Since no air exchange occurs within my lungs, I can't be infected by the plague you're carrying. And as for my companions, they were each inoculated against your disease before we left home.
How do you know my name?
We have a Glacine back where I come from. Her ancestor was a scientist who invented a formula for invisibility. Unfortunately, when she tried to use the formula on herself, it only made her skin transparent. Looks like the same thing happened to you in this dimension, too.
Do I know you?
One of me, maybe.
I reached inside one of my jacket pockets and brought out a gun. It wasn't my 9mm. I carry that on a shoulder holster hidden by my jacket. And it wasn't my squirt gun, which I keep filled with a combination of holy water, garlic juice, liquid wolfsbane, and a few other special ingredients. This was a gleaming chrome device that looked more like a piece of medical equipment than a weapon. Fortunately for me, it was both. I squeezed the trigger, and a burst of yellow gas struck Glacine in the face.
What the hell was that?
A cure for what ails you.
A moment later, a transformation began to sweep over her body. Her skin remained transparent, which was a natural state for her. But her body became symmetrical again. Arms and legs properly proportioned and the same length. Her claws became fingernails, and her teeth receded into her gums, becoming less sharp. Her wild tangle of hair smoothed out. Her pronounced brow became less so. And best of all, the feral gleam in her eyes faded, to be replaced by confusion. Glacine, normal once more, or at least looking her version of normal, took in the three of us, and while I saw recognition in her eyes, it didn't drive out the confusion.
Matt? Devona? Is that you? You both look so different.
I hate to do this, Glacine, but I really don't have a choice.
I stepped forward, shifted my gas gun to my left hand, balled my right hand into a fist, and struck Glacine a solid blow to the jaw. Devona darted forward, lightning fast, and caught the unconscious woman before she could fall, and lowered her gently to the ground.
Did you have to hit her so hard?
I had to make sure she went down before she could be reinfected.
As if to illustrate my words, Glacine's body convulsed, and she began to change back to her bestial state. Thankfully, she remained unconscious once the transformation was complete.
Damn, that was fast! You weren't exaggerating when you told us how contagious the hide plague was, Darius.
If it's so contagious, how did you avoid getting infected the last time you were here?
Who said I did? But I picked up a lot of interesting souvenirs during my travels between necropolises. Necropoli? A universal antidote was one of them. Unfortunately, I used my final dose during my last trip here to counteract the transformation just as it started to take hold of me. If it wasn't for Benny's inoculation, I'd look like her right now.
At least she's out of action for the time being. With any luck, she'll stay unconscious until it's all over.
We can't just leave her here. If one of the others finds her like this, she'll be easy prey.
We don't have time to move her. The longer we stand here talking, the greater the chance that another of the hides will discover us. And even if we did have time, where could we take her? The moment we leave the alley, we'll be spotted.
I suppose you're right.
I tucked away my gas gun and withdrew several plastic-coated yellow spheres the size of ping-pong balls from my jacket pocket. Devona and Darius also took out handfuls of spheres, though where Devona had been keeping hers, given how tight her leather outfit was, remained a mystery to me. The three of us walked into the mouth of the alley, a single sphere held in each of our right hands, ready to throw, the rest clasped tight in our left hands. We then stepped onto the sidewalk and into hell. We tossed the first grenades underarm into the street, aiming at the hides closest to us. As soon as the spheres struck, they burst open, releasing yellow clouds of antidote gas, and every creature within range sucked in lungfuls of the stuff. We didn't wait for the gas to take effect. As soon as the first wave of grenades detonated, we ran into the street and threw the next batch ahead of us to clear the way. We continued hurling grenades as we went. And within moments, the homicidal chaos that had reigned in Sybarite Street gave way to mass confusion as clouds of yellow gas filled the air and dozens of the hides began to revert to their original forms. It wouldn't last. Witness how long it had taken Glassine to become reinfected. But our goal wasn't to effect a permanent cure, at least not yet. Our goal was to create enough of a distraction so that we could cross the street and reach the House of Dark Delights, preferably without getting any limbs torn out of their sockets.